A common question people ask, both those that are giving Mishlayach Manos and those receiving, is in regards to candy dishes. So very often you're getting a nice Mishlayach Manos, and there's candy set nicely on a dish. Now that dish is made out of glass or metal, something that requires tefillas kelim. And the question is, do I need to tovel it? So the question could be coming from the giver standpoint. Does the Mishaleach, the one who sends this Mishlayach Manos, does he have to tovel the dish? Or does he not? Because it's as a gift. I don't know. We'll see what that means in Halach in a second. And the second question is, if he does tovel it, does that work for the receiver? Can the receiver eat the candy before toveling it? So there are many different questions. Now, the truth is, this topic in itself requires a good hour shiur, which I've given in the past, but I don't think there's a recording of it. But we could talk about it at a different time to go through all the different shitas. And the truth is, you ask Rabbanim, you'll get different opinions. I just want to give somewhat of a mahalach, but my point is simply to ask a question. So when you purchase a Snapple, or let's say a bottle of wine, and even if it was owned by a Jewish company, the halacha is based on the Pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that since the wine bottle was simply there to hold the wine, it's not there as a keli per se, it does not, the wine company does not need to tovel the bottles. If you decide later on to use it as a consumer, we could debate if you have to tovel it. But at that point, when you purchase the wine, you don't need to tovel it. So some want to extend this to giving gifts, that this would be considered kli shaira. This, I'm just using the terms, just to highlight some of the halachic discussion. And they would say that the giver does not need to tovel these items. However, it's hard to say that because you're not doing business. You're giving a gift. Additionally, very often, especially with mason jars, many people will take a mason jar and they will bake a mini cheesecake or some type of dessert in a mason jar, but they're actually baking it. They're actually using the keli as a pot to cook. You're baking the cake in the mason jar, and in that case, it's very difficult to oppose this argument that it's simply there to hold the food together. It's there as a regular pot. That's how pots function, to cook in it. And it would be difficult to say it's pater from tefillas kelim. So these are the considerations, maybe that they would not require tefila. Off the cuff, I would say, if you're going to use it to cook in it, it's very difficult to say it does not require tefila. If you're using it to put candy in it, we could debate. Definitely ask a shayla, either way. On the receiving end, halacha is like this, that if you're not sure if it was tovel or not, so obviously ask and try to figure it out, then worst comes to worst, tovel it without a bracha. Keep in mind that if something's disposable, it was a small little jar that nobody would ever use twice. Very often you see these cheesecakes in retail packaging, and there's a very cheap glass jar. So I spoke with Rav Weissmandel Shlita a few months back, and he said that their psak is that these are disposable. If you want to sit there and clean it out and keep this cheap piece of glass, that's not a typical thing. Therefore, it's considered disposable, and that's why they don't require those Heimische companies to tovel it. So if it's like that, then you would not need to tovel it anyways. But if it's a good mason jar, you're going to use it for the next 20 years for pickles, for desserts, for iced coffee, so then it's like a regular glass dish in your home that would require tefillah. Now, there is a heter, many poskim say this, that as long as you're planning on toveling it, so all I'm doing by removing the candy or taking the coffee is I'm getting rid of the item slowly. So maybe you shouldn't drink out of that jar, but it doesn't make the food usser, and you could pour from that jar into your cup. You could drink that iced coffee. You could eat that cake. If you can't pour it into something else, I take it in a spoon, eat from the spoon. But you're getting rid of the product slowly. And when it's all clean, then you'll go tovel it. So worst comes to worst, there's an eitzah how to eat these items, even if it wasn't tovled. It's more of a question of lechatchila, the person who's sending it, do they have to tovel it? And if they tovled it, does it help? And what a consumer should do, so they'd be able to eat it slowly. It's best not to eat directly from that item. And then afterwards, when it's clean, they should ask, was this tovel? Did the tefillah help? Does it require tefillah? Is it disposable? So that's a 5-minute version of something that requires an hour plus of learning with the Ma'ar Mekaymis, but hopefully at least it raised awareness to ask a Shiloh.